The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, everyone. How are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for a dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the whole, it was and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud. And so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres and the main course. He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of contempt. There is nothing lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2824. Of the BFO for Thursday, the 22th of November, Thanksgiving. Coming up on today, Big Fatty, you fucked it up, didn't you? Yes, Big Fatty. I did fuck it up. Big Fatty, it's a little show. Fucked up. Hello, gobblers. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thanksgiving in the U.S. of A. is going well. Y'all, it is Thanksgiving, but it is something much more important than Spanksgiving. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, today, the 22th of November. By the way, y'all, did you know that this is the earliest day that Spanksgiving can fall? Is the 22th of November? Yes, my buddy. Y'all, it is a very impotent celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person is one of the nicest, and I do mean nicest, people you will ever meet. Y'all, he's been in my home. He has made me crap my pants when I opened my front door. Y'all, he has been to the Goodays. He has visited Walnut Hills. He was at Pride 48 in Nolens. Y'all, he's just, and he is a gentleman. A total gentleman. Big Fatty, what is he doing hanging around with you? I don't know, but y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the one and only Digger. Big Fatty, we love Digger. And keep him in your thoughts. Y'all, he's celebrating his birthday with the old gal today. Big Fatty, poor old thing. If you see Digger on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I happen to know he's gonna get a big old piece of cake. I don't know about pumpkin pie, though. After that baby poop comment yesterday, I hope he doesn't get that.
Down at the end of the bar.
Thanksgiving, my dear friend Vera Charles.
Over the river and through the woods, computer problems we got. Even though we're in the bar together. Oh, y'all, fucking A. Yes.
Y'all, it truly is the epitome of blonde leading the blonde or dumb and dumber.
Absolutely, baby.
Now, Vera, in addition to this being Thanksgiving, do you know what else it is?
Yes, I do indeed know that it is one of the dearest human beings in the whole world's birthday.
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh. Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison. Uh-huh.
No, it's Digger's. It's Digger's birthday.
Now, you've had Digger and T. Wiggles out there to the mansion in Walnut Hills for Thanksgiving before.
I'm glad you said out there to the mansion.
Right.
Because otherwise you would have said you've had Digger and T. Wiggles. You see, it's an attempt. The problem with comedy is all about timing. But when you're staring at a frozen face that isn't hearing things as they're being said, the comedy just gets flushed right down the fucking crapper.
No.
You know?
The comedy doesn't work. So
no, cannot. You cannot synchronize singing or have.
You win. We're frozen again, y'all. So.
Oh my God! Why, Lord Jesus?
It's okay. It's okay. We may win a podcasting award for this.
I think possibly that everybody now has shot themselves in the head, or decided that even at double speed, this is too much torment. Now answer your question. So you just be quiet for a moment. Maybe it'd be good if you
I will do that.
Just pretend like you're frozen, because now I'm seeing you in like a 5-second delay. Here we go. We are indeed hosting Digger and T. Wiggles for Thanksgiving this year again on his birthday. Is that exciting? You can speak now. Oh, I love the Mason jar. Yes, it's okay.
Yeah, no, actually, this is not. It is a Mason jar looking acrylic glass.
Oh, I see. Yes, okay.
So, anyway, so it's dishwasher safe. Well, a Mason jar is dishwasher safe too. Anyway, but you're hosting them again. So
yes, joyfully. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without Digger and T. Wiggles.
All right. So, are you at liberty to share the menu?
Well, it's just
it not been finalized?
Well, it better be finalized since today is Thanksgiving.
Well, right.
I mean, if we're gonna create the thing, let's keep it consistent.
Yeah,
right?
Let's go. What? So, tell us, Vera. What did you and
Myron,
have? Right, because, you know, we're after dinner drink. Oh, no, you'd be plastered by now. So
oh, please,
anyway.
I wouldn't be standing.
Right. So what do you plan on preparing for everyone today, Vera?
Well, I thought I already prepared it.
Well, okay, just...
Could we get
whether
the
it be whether we be in the present or the past pluperfect tense.
Oh, I had a pluperfect one time. It's hard to get pluperfection. It's going to be the standard fare. It will always be the standard fare, maybe with occasional a side dish variation. But it will be a turkey, and it will be stuffing, and it will be mashed potatoes and perhaps sweet potatoes and maybe green beans and eggs. I don't know. But it'll be this pretty much the standard fare.
And you brine your turkey, if I remember correctly.
I have done that in the past, but I find this will be the only part of the podcast that will be clear and perfect because it'll be so fucking boring. This is any more boring than the rest of this shit. I find that brining the turkey, while the flavor is deeply infused and wonderful, it tends to make the meat a tiny bit rubbery, and I don't like that. So I'm probably not going to brine. This, you know, the secret to cooking a turkey is just like cooking a chicken. I know that you've frozen, but you're sitting next to me at the bar, so even though you've frozen and your image is now, it looks like I'm looking at you through gauze. The secret of cooking a turkey, and maybe it's just because I've had too much to drink here at the bar,
right,
is just low and long. Thank you.
Oh.
Low and slow and long. And, you know, it will... then it will cook perfectly and deliciously and juicy.
Do you have a secret to a good gravy?
Just make sure that you use the drippings from the turkey, and that you also make sure that you strain the oil from it, or get the oil out, all of the oil and fat out. And then you use a bit of that oil and fat to make a roux, which is a mixture of flour and the fat,
yeah.
And that thickens. And then you pour the drippings from the turkey and maybe some chicken broth if you want to thin it out a little more. And that's delicious, incredible, wonderful gravy.
Okay. Uh-huh. Myron or Gooch is normally in charge of desserts.
Absolutely.
Will he be in charge of desserts again this year?
Yes. Now, since this will be heard... on the day, I think it's safe to say,
yeah.
I don't know, he listens pretty early. So anyway, he's going to be making two desserts. He's going to be making a pumpkin pie, because that is my favorite in the entire world. But also he's going to be making a birthday cake.
Oh!
Yes, because it is the day.
Well, yes, okay. Now, will there be a fire extinguisher close by when the candles are lit?
You know, there's two fire extinguishers, actually, that are going to be close, because he is, man, he's old. I mean, he is, you know,
man.
He's old. Whew, he's old. He's old.
And, now, you know, a lot of folks, and this gets to T. Wiggles,
yes.
A lot of folks like to get out and do a little exercise.
Oh, that son of a bitch shows us all
after,
up.
After the big meal and everything, will you be joining T. Wiggles for a jog through the neighborhood?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's one of the things that I look forward to most in any given day, is taking a jog through the neighborhood.
You don't even drive through the neighborhood.
Listen, it takes everything that I have to get out of bed and go to the bathroom, okay? So I'm not going to go fucking jog anywhere. Thank you.
Okay. But I bet you T. Wiggles goes and jogs. Now,
he does.
Since it is Thanksgiving, I know that the house is already decorated for Christmas.
Yes.
I believe the second week in November, you began decorating.
Yes.
And watched the traditional Judy Garland Christmas special.
That always begins the season. Yes, it begins the season.
Okay. What are you up to now on Father Knows Best Home for Christmas? How many viewings have you had of that by now?
38.
You're a little running behind this year.
Yeah, this year we haven't been able to see it as much.
Right. So, I believe I threw out a smart-ass request or question the other day. Are you doing a Smoky Mountain Christmas?
Yes, I got it. If it wasn't so painfully horrible of what's going on, I would have chuckled and insensitive of you. But that's fine.
It wasn't insensitive.
It was...
It was very insensitive. No, is there any soot on the flock tree this year?
You know what's interesting, and only to me, is that even in the past when we have had fires, wherever we have had fires, there would always be at least a day where there was a rain of ash somewhere. And it would be on the car, it would be on the ground. There has been no ash with these enormous fires that are killing people, that are destroying property. There hasn't been any ash here, and it must be just the way the winds are blowing. Even when it was completely smoked in for that day and a half, 2 days, there was only a little tiny couple of pieces of ash floating down. So I don't know why that is, but it doesn't matter, does it? In the long run, as they say.
Right. Now, Vera, I don't remember. Do you have your... I know you've decorated for Christmas, but do you have the tree up by Thanksgiving?
No.
Or does that come a little later?
Unfortunately, because of where we live, which is, as you know, the desiccated surface of the sun, and because, you know, we're when you walk, you crunch. And it isn't because you're walking on snow. It's because your skin is cracking off of you because there is no moisture. If we were to get a tree that early, it would just be... Well, you've seen Christmas Vacation when the tree... Yes. Yes. It would be just like that. And so we wait... Usually we wait till 2 weeks before Christmas to get the tree. And it just about lasts through the season. And our season goes through all the way till... the day after New Year's Day.
Okay. Okay.
And so the tree
will itch there on the nose.
I did something. Huh? Here's another thing. You talk about dry. It is there. There's no moisture, and so life is just one big bloody booger. It's not.
Wasn't bloody booger your stripper?
It was for a while, but I found that I didn't get a lot of G sting, whatever.
Right. Maybe bloody booger can be your stripper name today for in honor of Digger's birthday.
Maybe.
Dig a bloody booger for Digger.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe that'll be the title of today's show. Bloody booger.
Okay. Dig a bloody booger for Thanksgiving, yes.
Now, how do you spell booger?
B-O-O-G-E-R.
Okay.
How you spell it?
We talked about your mom yesterday.
Did
she's
we?
She's still living alone?
She is.
Okay.
She is. She's limited in a lot of ways, but she's still... And she's so...
I don't want anybody living with me. I don't think I could stand that, honey. I don't know. I just don't think I could stand.
Mother, you're going to fall down and die.
And no, stop it. Knock it off. I am not.
Mother, you need help getting off the shitter.
No, I just... Oh, that's ugly. Don't say those things.
You know.
Okay. And she's 90...
91.
91. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, that's... She's got spunk, as they say.
She's got too fucking much spunk, I'll tell you that much. I'd like to drain a little of the spunk. And that sounded all wrong.
No,
especially
that's
talking about
Big Fatty is vulgar.
Oh,
where did
please.
Google come from?
I don't know, but tell her to leave.
Anyway, now Dicker and T Wiggles will be there through the weekend, I assume.
Well, no, they have because they have something very, very important going on back in Chicago. They need to actually leave. They're going to be with us for Thanksgiving, and then the Friday after, traditionally, we would, on the weekend, we'd go over to my mother's and decorate her house, the outside of her house, and they help. We're going to be doing that on Friday instead of the weekend because they're out of here like the crack of ass Saturday morning. They're gone. They have to go back to Chicago but they didn't want to, which just shows how precious they are. They could have stayed in Chicago for this very important event, but instead they still wanted to have Thanksgiving with us, so they came out and had it and then have to leave at the crack of ass.
Well, but you know, that's really what... Oh,
thank Christ.
Oh, and y'all, we didn't freeze up as much that time.
I
got about 30% of what Vera said. So,
yes,
so y'all be thankful that today's episode is over.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Vera, I hope you and Digger and T-Wiggles and Gooch have a lovely Thanksgiving. Is your mom coming over also?
Oh, Christ. Put a gun to my head and pull the goddamn trigger.
All right. There's something you can be thankful for. So, Vera, once again, as always, tell people where they can get in touch with you.
The Insane Asylum in Woodland Hills, California. AuntieVeraCharles@gmail.com.
Is that 90036? Never mind.
No.
Bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.